জয়া সন্মোহিত জীব আত্মানম ত্রিগুণাত্মকম পরোপি মনুতে অনাথম তৎকৃতং চাবিপদ্ধতে। The Jivatma and the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Maya. Maya means what is not, Maya. So that Maya begins from what is not. I am not this body, but I am thinking I am this body. This is my. I am not this body, that's a fact. But I am thinking I am this body. This is the beginning of. This is the conception of the animals less than human beings. But nowadays, even a human being, he is also thinking like that. This is anatta. That is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita lesson to impress Arjuna, you are not this body. Sathadehantra prapti, from anywhere. So this is anatta. To accept this body, and in body relationship, everything, aham mameti, this is maya. But this is anatta. Anatta means meaningless. No artha. Artha means meaning. So if you want to stop this anartha, misconception of life, then you have to take to bhakti yoga. It is explained in the next part. But for the time being, we are misled. The maya or the material nature is misleading us. We are trying to adjust things according to the dictation of maya, that we shall be able to stop our struggle for existence in this way or that way. That is not possible. Vaividesha gunamayi mama maya durutvaya. If you make some plan, you can make plan, but that plan will never be successful. This is by false understanding, we may make hundreds and thousands of plans to be happy in this material world. That is not possible. This is therefore called sarmohita will. Jaya sarmohita jiva atmanam trigunatmakam. Atmanam himself, he is thinking that he is a material part, trigunam, sataraja tamagun. Somebody is thinking, I am very good man, I am very honest man, I am very qualified man. That is also false identity. And somebody is thinking that I can do this, I can do that, I am so powerful, he is equal to me, I have. That is also my expectation. And somebody is lazy, sleeping, does not understand anything, tamago. That is also trigunatma, within this trigger. So within this material world, either the good man or the passionate man or the ignorant man, there may be some differences, gunavata. But actually, every one of them is entangled by Maya. So, to come to the spiritual platform, as it is said in the next verse, anatha upasamam sasa bhakti yogam adhukhaji. Then you have to take bhakti. Bhakti yoga means directly contact the Supreme Lord, adhukhaji. And that has been described in many places. The process, how to be in contact with the adhukhaji, that is called dharma. In every country, in every human society, there is a conception of dharma religion. So what is the purpose? The purpose is to contact the supreme authority, adhokhaja. We cannot see. Adhokhaja, adhokhaja means beyond our sense perception. Akhaja, akha means eyes, and akha means all too pure. So our knowledge, our experience, experimental knowledge, everything will fail to understand the supreme contrast. Therefore his name is Adhokhaja. And still you have to understand that. That is recommended here. Anatha avasamam sāsāt bhakti yogam adhukhaji. Lokasya ajānata vidyān śakre sāsata samhita. People do not know it. How to become transcendental to this material conception of life, and how to contact the supreme controller, adhokhaja. That is the only way is recommended, not recommended, it is the fact, bhakti yogam, only by bhakti yoga. That is no other. Now, in the Bhagavad Gita also he stated, bhaktya mama vijanati, javani jasyami tattata. If you want to know abhukhaya, that is the real purpose of religion. Religion is not a type of ritualistic ceremony. That is external. Real fact is how to contract the abhukhaya, who is beyond our material concept. But bhakti yoga, if you take the bhakti yoga, then it is possible. Anartha, then anartha will be cleansed. Things which are not wanted. Our life is meant for understanding God. This is human life. Athakam brahmajigyasa. Human life is meant for this purpose. The animals, they are vijyasa. They are vijyasa inquiry. There are many, many inquiries and answers also. Just like you see in the newspaper. So many news. Unlimited number of news. But there is no news how to understand God. There is no news. This is our house. So, lokasya jana. They have no information. Because they are animals, the animal has no information, neither he has got capacity to understand what he is, what is his relationship with God, what he has to do. Sambandha, abhidhya, prayaja. The whole Vedic principles are based on these three principles. Sambandha. Sambandha means relationship. Everyone says there is God. But what is God and what is our relationship with God? That is the better thing. Sambandha. Then as soon as relationship is understood, then our real activity begins. That is, that real activity is called bhakti. And the material activities which is not bhakti, that is maya. That one in Bhagavad Gita is said, dharma sanastita pumsa vishyasena katasasa mutpara evirotinidhi samayinvo hitivana. He may be a very religious person executing the ritualistic ceremony very nicely, very expertly. But if you do not know adokhaja, Vishakhena, Vishakhena is another name of Krishna. If you do not without answers to understand Adhata Brahmajitjasa, then all this is a ritualistic ceremony of religion, of different types of religion. Samaya Vaishiva, simply Vaishiva. The Jnani is, they are simply trying to understand. No, he can go on understanding, but if you do not come to the understanding of Avideva, now Avideva is acting, actually. Sambandha is understanding. If you do not come to the platform of acting, Avideva, then simply understanding will not help. And acting also with the aim to achieve. So that has been explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is the aim? Prema Pumartha Maha. That is what. That is what. You have to develop your natural love for God, Krishna. Then it is perfect. Therefore, anartha upasamam, as soon as you come to this stage, how to love Krishna, then our all anarthas, misgivings, are finished. Anartha upasamam sattva bhakti yogam. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Lokasya, they are rascal fools, ajanata. They do not know. Nati vidu, sattva things, Vishnu. Everyone is trying to address things materially, but that is not possible. Materially, whatever you do, maya is so strong that it will break everything. Prakriti kirmanani, kunai karmani sarvasa. Ahankara bhuratma pattaham. He does not know. Ahankara bhuratma. Those who are scared by the material egotism, they cannot understand. They are thinking that by material adjustment, everything will be done right. No, that is not possible. Therefore, lokasya ajanata. These foolish persons, they do not know it. Therefore, vidya, big one, Vyasa is the most big one, is giving vid. Vidya is a vid of jnana. Vid means knowledge. Born means one follows. Vid one. So that is Vyasa. He knows actual knowledge. So, lokasya janata vidya chakre sattvata sanghita. Sanghita means belinam. And sattvata means eternal or positive devotees. So, this Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for persons who want to finish this life of anartha, meaningless life. For them, is Srimad Bhagavatam. Vyasadeva has given us, who should study very carefully, and we have tried to give each and every word's meaning, and the translation, and the purpose, consulting all the Vidvi Acharyas, Acharyavan Purushaveda, one who is following the footsteps of the Acharya, he knows. He knows everything. So, that is explained everywhere. Even parampara prapam by the acharya. You don't create any meaning, acharya one. One has to accept the bona fide spiritual master and get knowledge from him. Vidwan means who is following Vidwan. I have given this example many times that I may be a fool, but if I have learned from a person that this is a microphone, so a child, if he says this is microphone, that is correct. Because the child is fooled when he says this is microphone, that is not foolish. Because he has heard it from the authorities, from his father or from his teacher, that this is called microphone. And if he says correctly that this is microphone, that statement is correct. Although he may be a child, a fool. Similarly, Hatadaman Purusha Veda, anyone who is following Hatad, whatever he says, it is correct. Because he does not manufacture. He says what he has heard from the Hatad, exactly like the child, what he has heard from his father, from the superior, he speaks. So that is the position of Guru. Guru is respected as good as God. Why? Only for this way, that he does not speak anything nonsense. He speaks only what he has heard from the Asad. Asadaman Pusati, Asadupasanam. In the Bhagavad Gita, he says Asadupasanam. So, that says, is our acharya, therefore we offer back puja on the birthday of Guru, we offer back puja. Actually, it is not directly back, but because the bona fide Guru represents back day, his puja is also back puja. Madhakya puja hodika, ambhodika. To worship that way, worship the Brahma spiritual master and worship the Lord, they are the same. Rather, Krishna says that if you worship his bona fide representative, that worship is better than directly worshiping. Directly it is not possible to worship the Supreme Lord. One has to go through the acharya. Therefore, that faith is the original acharya. Rokasya janasya vidyan shakri sattu vidyan. So, we have explained many times how to become vidwan. Vidwan does not mean one has to become a big grammarian, logician. No. Vidwan means one who follows the previous acharya, who is a representative of Krishna. He is vidwan. Thank you.